about that. What? Just, we'll talk about that, like, that part later.
Yeah.
What? Why are you just staring at Mike?
I don't know.
What?
My energy levels are all over the place today.
Why?
I don't know. And I'm internally stressing out because I've been procrastinating a term paper.
Yeah, you have.
And a project that's due Thursday.
Oh, good job.
I know, but I'll get it done. I have A's in the class right now.
That's good. What were you?
So I work with college students.
Yes.
Okay. I am learning all sorts of slang. I found out what bet means.
I guess I've never heard that. I've never heard anyone say it.
It means like agree.
Okay.
Like, oh, are you going tonight? Bet.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That seems like a word that would mean that.
And I had them like use it in multiple sentences because I was like, I don't understand what this means at all.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard anyone say that.
Like Reynolds Recital Hall is like downstairs in the building that I work at. So a lot of like high schoolers and stuff for band concerts and everything go there. Well, I had two young gentlemen hold the door open for me, and I was like, oh, thanks, guys. And one of them had a mullet. And the
mullets are in. I have heard
mullets
that.
Are super in.
And I've seen that with my eyes.
Yeah. And as I was like walking away, the kid with the mullet was just like, see, the mullet gives me lots of riz. And I'm like, oh, my God. I said thank you.
The mullets are in. There was one of the bartenders at the Nickel that I'm friends with. When he started working there, he had a mullet.
Yeah.
So he's like 6-something, like kind of oversized glasses.
Yeah.
Skinny guy.
Yeah. I remember when he was training in. I think I came in that day.
And he had a mullet. He cut it for like a wedding.
Yeah.
Like.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will always be one for the fade on the side.
Yeah.
I love it. And like longer on top.
I don't mind mullets. I know that people make fun of them or whatever. Or, I mean, now they're cool again, I guess. But
I like the fade on the side with some facial hair. Like Mike shaved his facial hair like during COVID because he had to wear one of the big masks
so did Greg.
Working at the mine. And I was like, who the fuck is this person?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. I don't like a clean shaven face. Have a little bit of 5 o'clock shadow. I mean, on women, obviously, I guess I don't care. But like, if I'm dating a woman, I like no facial hair, right?
You're just like, I'm just listening to you talk.
Like, body hair, I guess I don't care about.
Yeah, either way, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Because I've dated women with armpit hair and stuff, and I'm just like, whatever, you do you. Me personally, I don't like any hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this conversation is so completely random.
I know. I've had a lot of caffeine this morning.
We went from like random haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
We went down for the eclipse, and we were in Blissfield, and we stopped and saw Ben and Lindsay.
How are they doing?
They're doing good.
Good.
They're opening. They're just like building a compound in Blissfield, I swear.
I love it.
They have their coffee shop brewery.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have the building next to them.
Yeah.
And they're renovating that. So that's going to be like another big giant space for them. And then Ben's brother bought the building next door.
Yeah.
And he lives in it.
You know, there are just some people in your life, and I've only like talked to them a few times, that are just like genuinely nice people.
Yeah. And they're cool. I like them.
And they are just like thriving. Like they're just like doing such good things. And I love it.
The eclipse was cool.
Yeah.
Glad we got to do that again. Just the driving sucked.
Yeah. I didn't even get to see it.
Like none of it?
I had an event that day and like people from the event went out earlier.
Yeah.
Before like they walked in and saw a little bit of it. I had an event and I had to present and I just, no.
Yeah. I'm glad we did the drive. Mm-hmm. It was cool. Yesterday was crazy. That's why I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I volunteered at the spaghetti dinner at the fundraiser.
Yeah.
But they really didn't need me. So I felt like kind of like the first year it was pretty unorganized and they needed like all the help they can get.
How long has it been going on?
This is just the second year.
Oh, okay.
So the first year was at Pasquale's.
Yeah.
And they did all you could eat pizza. But what happened is they could not keep up with the amount of people that were there.
No, because it's all you can eat.
And that was another thing. If they had somebody serving you where, okay, you can... And Pasquale's pizza is the squares, you know?
Yeah.
If they had somebody serving and gave you like four at a time...
Yeah.
That would have been fine, but people would wait in line and then grab like half a pizza for their whole table.
Yes.
So it was like chaos. Mm-hmm. Well, this year they had... All the prizes were great. All the donations, but they had a table set up to buy raffle tickets at.
Yeah.
They had a couple people walking around doing 50-50. They had people getting the tables set and the prize buckets. So, I mean, we went, me and a few other people, we went, but it wasn't like, they didn't need us to be there. So, I mean, I went and had a plate of spaghetti and a salad and... And then after that, I went to Angry Bear.
Oh, you ended up going?
Yeah.
Yes.
That is not the reason I'm tired, though. I had one drink at Angry Bear because it was... I'm definitely a go right at three person. I'm not go at 9 o'clock at night because it was a shit show.
No shit. I was getting text messages from students that were like, come out to Angry Bear at like 10:30. And I'm like, dude, no, I'm in my PJs. I'm watching Fallout.
I'm in bed eating a bowl of ice cream right now. Like, I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. Typically, we go right when it opens. And then I'll get to taste whatever beers.
Yep.
And then, because I'm, you know, not a beer snob, but knowing like, ooh, they're going to have this. They're going to have that.
The spring ones.
Yeah, they have their list of new stuff. But so Pat and I went and it was like during the day, it's like bluegrass type bands and like rock bands. And then as it fades into evening, it's DJs. So it was. It was like boots and pants and boots and pants.
Boots and pants and boots
it was,
and pants.
So like everyone was dancing. It was very like party club scene at that point.
Yes.
Everyone's fucking hammered.
Yeah.
There's people running all over in bear costumes and animal costumes. I mean, it was cool. So Lily was there serving hot dogs, disco dogs. So we went and talked.
Yeah.
Like the food court had kind of cleared out at that point. Mm-hmm. Because it was 9 o'clock at night. So we went down, talked to her for a little bit. I got home at like 10:30.
Yeah.
But then we stayed up watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I stayed up in bed reading.
Yeah.
And that's never good for me.
That's never good because then you just can, it's just
I continue
all night.
Reading all night. Yeah. I can't put books down. So I stayed up super late. It got to the point where before I went to bed, I didn't even look at my watch. Like when I put my book down and turned out the light, I'm like...
Because you can't.
And then I get the whole, I have so many things to do tomorrow. I need to go to sleep. And then I can't sleep.
And then you can't sleep.
So like I laid there thinking, okay, I have to be at Chelsea's by 10. And then I have to go to work, which the volume's turned up on my phone in case any work things come up.
Yeah.
Because this is the time that people start messaging me.
Yeah. Can I have a late checkout? No.
No. You should have asked me yesterday. No, but like I have somebody cleaning one of the rentals for me today just so I don't have to do a ton of them, but so I'm doing that, and then Greg wants to get together with Morty at some point tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm gonna go to that or if I'm just gonna be too tired and say I quit and
just
then lay
say
in
you
bed
quit.
And read.
Yeah.
And then Greg today tells me, oh, I'm gonna take the dogs out to Harlow. And I'm like,
ugh. And it's a beautiful day out today.
I know. I'm like, so I want to go to Harlow. Greg goes, you had the last 3 days off. Like, not really.
No, I didn't. No.
No, I didn't have the last 3 days off.
Yeah, yesterday it was a beautiful day. Mike and I went biking. We did 12 miles. And
nice. Oh, I saw your snap.
We were only thinking that we were going to do like six just to like warm up the biking legs and stuff. Man, going to the gym over the winter was like the best decision of my life.
Yeah.
Because I was like powerhousing up those hills. We did Ralph. Like we biked Heritage.
Yeah.
And coming back, biking up Ralph, I was just like...
pedaling away.
Boop, boop, boop. Yeah.
You know what doesn't make for good spring exercise? Breaking your foot in the wintertime.
It doesn't.
It does not. I am walking a ton, though. Kimber and I walked 4 miles a couple days ago. I saw that. Yeah.
Tim did ask me on Tuesday, like, how you were feeling and stuff, so...
Oh, you can report back to him that I feel like a sloth.
Okay.
Everything is difficult. Because even if I wasn't running over the winter, I would have been hiking.
Yeah, doing
and
something.
And, like, active, mm-hmm. at least walking at the dome.
Yeah.
When you do nothing for, like, 4 months.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I just talked about how awesome I feel.
Well, we did. Kimber and I signed up for that 5K, so.
Yeah.
That... at good. Least is motivating mm-hmm. us. She's been doing like run walk on the treadmill. I've been doing run walk at the dome. So hopefully we'll be up to 3 miles in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
I at least want to, she's like, do you have any goals? I'm like, I want to finish. And she goes, I'd like to be under 40 minutes. And I'm like, okay, we can do that.
Yeah. I'm doing, is it a road or trail? I can't remember. The 20K.
The
dead carp.
Dead carp. It's the bike path.
Love it. Great.
Yeah, I don't know how the first year that they did it, it was it started at the mouth of the Dead River.
Okay.
At that beach park.
Oh yeah.
And then you just ran down the bike path and turned around and came back.
Got it.
So
every Queen City run.
Basically,
and
yes.
And then out and back.
Well, then they started it at Drifa and the longer run went one way, I think.
Okay.
And then the shorter run went the other way. And then it was still like, I think for the long run, you ran down to the Dead River.
Yeah.
Then back. And then you passed Drifa.
Yeah.
And went to the mouth of the Carp River and then back in.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
That's why it's the Dead Carp.
Yeah.
It's the space in between them.
Because I'm doing that. And then I signed up for the Big Bay Relay with a group of people.
Fun.
And our name is the Hot Dog Hustlers. So that'll be fun. But yeah, anyway, let's do this.
Movie to talk about.
Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to talk about Teen Possession in 2017's Veronica. It came out in 2017, like I just said. It's an hour and 45 minutes long, and you can find this bad boy on Netflix. It's directed by Paco Plaza. It's written by Paco Plaza and Fernando Navarro. It stars Sandra Escasina as Veronica, or Vero, as she goes by. She was in the prequel, Sister Death.
Okay.
And a lot... all of these actors, I mean, it's a foreign film, so it's subtitled and stuff. It's a Spanish foreign film. So most of these films, I didn't even write down because one really knows.
Yeah.
Lucia, Vero's sister, is played by Bruna Gonzalez. Antonito is played by Avin Shavero. That's Vero's younger brother, who looks like the little brother in Hill House.
He does. It's his glasses.
He's so cute.
He's adorable.
Irene, Vero's other sister, is played by Claudia Placer. She was in The Boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
And then honorable mention, just because I thought she was really cool, Consuelo Trujillo. She played Sister Death. And she was in Sister Death, the prequel, which came out last year. I kind of want to watch it.
I guess I didn't make the connection even when you said the movie title.
Because it's all about her and how she became Sister Death.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good.
Yeah, I think it would be super cool. And the cover is a nun, like, holding her eyes.
Mm. Ooh.
But anyway...
Yeah, so this is basically a couple of high school girls, and they summon something during an eclipse.
It's just, I know.
Which, we dropped the ball.
We should have done it last week.
Yes.
I know.
We should have done an eclipse-themed movie last week.
Yeah.
But we didn't.
Still kind of cool.
Now, okay, starts out with the ending, basically. Mm-hmm.
Which... How all possession movies start.
It was a little generic.
The entire movie was very generic.
It was good, though.
It was good. Yeah.
Now, it starts out with a recording of a 911 call. And it's basically just like, please help me.
Yeah. Please help me.
Oh, this is based on a true story. What?
I did see that.
Yes. Based on a true story. But a girl who was messing with a Ouija board with her friends.
6 months later, she dies.
Was it 6 months later? Mm-hmm. Okay. And loosely based, because in the true story, her family was involved and tried to get her help. Like, her mom and dad took her to the hospital. She was treated for mental illnesses and blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's good, because this mom sucks.
This mom sucks so bad. Made me so sad.
It did.
Okay, so the police show up to a very messy apartment.
Yeah.
Like, things hanging off the walls, stuff spilled, tables tipped over, all that. The police go into one of the back bedrooms. Mm-hmm. They see something. You don't know what it was.
No.
Now, it flashes back to 3 days earlier.
How quickly shit can hit the fan in 3 days?
I know.
Wow.
I know.
It's amazing.
That's why 6 months makes more sense.
6 months makes way more sense.
Not as good for a movie, though.
No.
I just called Veronica V through this whole thing.
That's fine.
Now, she is in charge of her younger siblings.
Yes.
Two of them are in the same school she goes to.
Yeah.
And then her little brother, the youngest one, mm-hmm. is in more like a kindergarten preschool type thing. Now, she gets them ready for school.
She's in charge. Super good kids.
And she's 15?
She's 15.
Yeah, 15. She's the one getting them dressed for school. She's organizing them.
Which I'm sure is pretty common in households. I mean, I've seen it just with the work that I've done in the past, where the kids just essentially take care of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to be an adult at 13 or shit's not getting done.
I mean, I've seen that just with friends of mine.
Just, yeah.
Where, mm-hmm. I mean, mom and dad work, or there's just one parent, and the oldest sibling has to take care of everybody.
Yep.
Or not, and then it's fucking chaos.
It's chaos.
Now, she's getting them ready for school. At first, I thought her mom was like an addict or something.
That's kind of the impression that I got, too, but she's not.
Well, because when it starts out, her mom is still in bed with, like, a sleep mask on, and there's, mm-hmm. like, sleeping pills or something next to the bed. But I think it's just because she works late, wants to pass out when she gets home.
She works at a diner down the street.
Like a bar, restaurant type place. So she's asleep. Now, I don't know how safe this is. I should have looked it up. But that is the day of a solar eclipse, and all the students are going to look at
it. Film.
And they take, like, film negatives to look through to watch the eclipse. And I don't feel like that is safe.
I don't think so. I don't think so either.
But that's what they use. I don't know if it's just because it was 1991 or because this takes place in Madrid, right?
Yes.
Now, while she's in her mom's room, she's looking through a pack of photos to get negatives, and she sees a picture of, I'm assuming, her dad, who has passed away. Are you looking it up?
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
It's not a thing.
I didn't think so.
It's dangerous. Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't portray it in this movie, though.
They shouldn't. False advertising.
So she gets the negatives for her younger sisters. While she's in school, the teacher explains the eclipse and kind of the superstition behind it.
It's so cool.
It is cool.
It's super cool. So they go into the superstition about eclipses and stuff, and how human sacrifice, that was the time where they thought that the human sacrifice would be most potent during an eclipse. And it was just neat.
It was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Now, while all this is going on, they're getting ready to go outside and watch it. Which I guess they do just go out for like the peak of it. But the whole eclipse takes like 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And then right in the middle, you have like your 2 minutes of totality.
Totality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So freaking cool. Did I tell you about Anne?
No.
My boss, Anne?
No.
So we started, I told her I was going to be out of town for the eclipse. And I told her that I saw the last one. And she said she saw the last one too in Tennessee.
Oh, she's going on a yacht.
Yeah. So for the next, for 2027, she's going to be on a yacht in Egypt.
Good for her.
On the Nile. Probably pyramids in the fucking background.
That's a time for zombies to happen. Well,
what got us going about it is that she went to Mexico to see it. Was she at like the ruin? Like,
oh my god! What an amazing, like, good for fucking her. Like, that's just so cool. I was telling
Lindsay about it, and she's like, "What do I have to do right now in my life to get to that point in my life
to go where- to the Mayan ruins for the eclipse?" If that's not some witchy bullshit.
Yeah. So she goes, she told me when she was like on her way back, and I said, yeah, you know, keep me posted. And she's like, yeah, we'll have to compare photos because at the same time in the sky. And I'm like,
girl, your photos are just not going to be.
My pictures suck. That doesn't ever do it justice. I can find way better online. But there's also like the devil's comet or something crazy in the sky at the same time.
No wonder everybody was just like, zombies.
Or the rapture.
Or the rapture. I know. I heard the rapture, too. And I was just like, well,
posted a meme that said, what if the rapture did happen and none of us are good enough to go?
I believe it.
Maybe the rapture happens every day and, like, nobody.
God was just like, oh, y'all suck.
Yeah. Sorry.
We took a couple dogs that day.
Yeah. A couple dogs. Just vanished. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be weird if it was supposed to be like predicted rapture and just like your dog disappeared?
All of the goodest boys. All of the goodest boys got to go.
Sandy would go. Ruby would not.
Ruby's terrible.
Well, she's smart. She's too smart for her own good. Yeah. And Sandy's just big dummy.
Yeah.
Like he's just got one little pea brain rattling around in mm-hmm. his head.
Tumbleweeds.
How was watching them?
Go through his brain. It was fine.
Okay.
I couldn't do any homework, though, because Ruby was all up in my shit the entire time, which is fine. Like, I got to snuggle them.
We're going out of town for a night at the beginning of May.
I'll hang out.
If you want to watch them. But mm-hmm. I will make sure that they go hiking first so that they're not as like, are we going to play now? Are we going to play now?
If I felt comfortable enough and they came when I called them, I would just take them hiking. But
the thing is, Sandy's recall, not so great. But if he's hiking with Ruby, he just follows her everywhere. Okay. And Ruby has 100% recall.
Yeah.
She could be like,
Ruby's really good.
She could be mid chasing a ball or a squirrel mm-hmm. or some amazing thing that she wants to catch. And all you have to do is say, Ruby, come. And she stops. And
little Ruru.
Okay, anyway.
I do like her because I can pick her up and stuff, and she's just like...
I know. So when you pick Sandy up, he doesn't know what's happening, and he kind of like freaks out.
The fuck?
Like when his feet are off the ground, doesn't
Where's
like
the
that.
Ground?
But Ruby, when you pick her up, she's like, yes, please.
Mm-hmm. She's a princess.
She's a spoiled, spoiled bitch is what she is.
Goodest boys and girls.
Would Cooper get raptured?
No. He is down here with all of us hellions for life.
Oh.
That's okay.
All right. So when they go outside to watch the eclipse, the three girls, mm-hmm. all friends. Well.
Vero, Rosa are friends.
And they're
like best friends.
Yes. Besties for life. And then. Kind of. Is Diana.
Diana's friends with Rosa.
So mm-hmm. then. It is kind of the typical, like, three friends in high school.
One's like, always ostracized.
Well, there's just kind of, like, a weird balance when that happens. Mm-hmm. It never really happened with me and Amanda and Nicole, but we kind of had our different interests, so it really didn't...
Yeah.
Like, they would hang out and do stuff that I didn't care to do. But then, like, me and Amanda would hang out, and it would be stuff that Nicole didn't want to do. So it kind of, like, leveled out. Mm-hmm. This is a little, not like that.
Not like that at all.
They sneak down into the basement. This is a Catholic school. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we mentioned nuns, but just...
Yeah, school uniforms, all of the things.
Yep. So they sneak down into the basement.
I think it's an all girls. Is it all girls except like the younger kids? I want to say that it is.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's weird that I watched it and just didn't notice.
Yeah.
They go down. They are going to summon Vero's dad.
And Diana's boyfriend who died in a motorcycle accident.
Yes.
Which, don't try and talk to people
they've died. I understand why people want to.
I understand why people want to also. Like, I would almost give anything just to talk to dad, like, one more time.
Yeah.
And just be like, yeah, like, everything's cool, whatever. But I just feel it's just an ick feeling.
I have a friend whose dad was, like, his best friend in the whole world. And I saw him, I know this was a couple weeks ago, and he just seemed kind of like down.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, you know, what's going on? Are you okay? Mm-hmm. And he's like, do you ever have anything that you would just give anything for no matter what? And I was thinking it was going to be about like his wife or kid. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
something like that. Yeah. Or even like he really likes, you know, his dogs, like that kind of thing. And he's like, I just wish I could talk. He's like, I would give anything to talk to my dad one more time. And it just hit me right in the guts.
And you're like, oh, my God. Yes. Yes.
It was so, and it just kind of caught me off guard. So I, like, did the, like, hiccup almost. Like,
I don't know if I would do a seance with an Ouija board, though.
No.
I think that that is probably not a good idea, clearly. Every video evidence that there has been on the planet about using an Ouija board to talk to a loved one has been
bad. I think it's just Ouija board.
Bad. Is it Ouija?
Because, ooh, like, we and
I think we've talked about that. Yeah, because I have one over there.
I have one, too. Mm-hmm. But I think it's, like, we.
Yeah.
Like, anyway.
Sienna, because I brought that from Pack Rats.
Yeah.
So I got it at a thrift store. That's not scary or anything.
Oh, it's possessed, it's for possessed sure. It's
possessed for sure.
I just bought mine from, like, Walmart.
Yeah. We had, like, a family get-together, and Mike's mom made me put it away.
Shut up.
Yep.
I think the last time I played with mine was you were in college and it was Halloween and we were playing with it in the basement.
And I wanted nothing to do with it. I remember being upstairs.
Greg snuck down into the laundry room and turned the power off.
That's amazing. Yeah.
But it was one of your friends. Blonde hair, curly hair.
Kayla?
I don't know. We went out with her for Halloween. Like, we all partied at my house and, like, pre-gamed and ate and stuff. And then we ended up all going out to the bar.
Oh, was it with Jeff?
Maybe.
Linda. It might have been Linda. Or I hung out with a lot of people at that time.
I have a group photo of everybody. But, yeah, it might have been when Jeff was there.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
When he was Poseidon.
Yes.
That was amazing.
And Greg was the shirtless environmentalist.
Jeff was, like, ready.
So was Greg. He was like, ready to fight those guys.
He was drunk in the backseat, and Jeff was just like, I don't know what Greg's getting into, but I have his back if he needs me. And
well, I
was
like, Shut up, Jeff. Unfortunately started that.
You did.
Because I was running, and I drove.
You drove. I don't think I'd had that much at that point, because I figured we would just come home and, like,
it drink. Was Greg, and then... You and Jeff and a friend in the back seat.
I want to say it was Linda.
Like Linda?
Like Linda.
I don't think so.
Really?
Linda was there when Gabe.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because I have a group picture of us then.
Okay.
When you guys were the bikers. But no, I saw them. Here's the story. Okay. This is going to be a long. No, the movie itself
the
is
movie
short.
Itself is pretty
It's only
short.
Over 3 days. We got time for
we got
this.
Time.
We pull into the gas station. It was Halloween night, so we're all in our costumes. I don't even know what Greg... Oh, Greg was a dead sailor.
He was a dead sailor. We were mermaids.
Yes.
Yes.
And we stopped at the gas station. I got out because I was the one least drinking.
Yes.
To buy more beer, snacks, whatever, for when we got home. And while I was walking into the gas station, there were these two guys, and they were cleaning out their car into the fucking parking lot, not into a trash can.
And there were dumpsters, like, right up.
No, well, it's a gas station. There's trash cans right next to the pumps.
Yes.
And they're dumping their garbage out, and I'm like, dude, what the fuck? And they're like, ooh, blah, 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 and started, like, sassing back to me. So instead
And they were drunk.
Instead of just ignoring them, I, like, gave him the finger, and I'm like, you guys fucking suck. I don't know. Said something along those lines.
You said something sassy.
But I flipped him off, and then I went in. Well, when I was in the gas station buying beer,
Greg, in shining armor,
starts getting after these people, and he was had no shirt on. So he's climbing out of the car to fight these guys, yelling at them.
Oh, it was Rachel.
Yes, that sounds right.
It was Rachel. Because Rachel was in my outdoor rec and environmental classes, and so she was, like, ready to go, too.
Yes. The whole, my whole car of environmentalists was ready to fight these guys for throwing their fast food wrappers in the parking lot. And she, yes, she was yelling at them, too. Yep. And Greg gets out, and I'm like, get back in. And the guy, like, I wish I knew who he was so I could thank him for this story and yell at him for throwing garbage. Goes, what are you, some kind of shirtless environmentalist?
Why?
What? And it has what a stuck, dig. It is stuck in my brain for like 20 fucking years. Like, I can't get over it. It was so funny.
Yes. Because Jeff was in the back, too, in his Poseidon outfit.
He was wearing a sarong, basically. A sarong. And had some body paint.
He still had his wig on, too. And
he was this like... long wig. Oh, my God.
That's such a good story. Yeah, Jeff was, like, ready for that. That was too funny.
Shirtless environmentalist.
Anyway.
And I still call him that. It still cracks me up.
And I remember walking down the street with him, and him and Jeff were, like, talking and stuff. And Greg was just super.
Oh, my God.
Greggy pants.
Greg, he was tuned up, that's for sure. Ready to fight some dudes in gas station parking lot.
Pitter patter.
This exactly. Tarps off, boys.
Oh, I love Letterkenny.
I said that to somebody the other day, and someone else overheard me and started laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, they were talking about having like a WrestleMania at the bar. Wednesday night, ladies' night. And it would be like different guys wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, and so we were like picking people.
Yeah.
And I said tarps off, and somebody heard me and like laughed. Okay.
Love it. Okay.
They're down in the basement summoning, obviously not dad
not
or boyfriend.
Dads or boyfriends.
Mm-hmm. Now, the glass, of course, typical thing.
They used a glass on the board, which I had never seen before.
I had neither. And it wasn't it's your kinda cool. typical Ouija board. It looked like no. some other kind of like summoning board.
Yeah.
But yeah, they used a glass instead of the, what is it called? We've talked about this
Ooblet.
Before. It's not the... Oubliette is where people go to
Oubliette.
Never be seen again.
She's in the oubliette. Whatever it is.
Oh my God. Okay. It's called like, oh, never mind.
It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. No. Anyway, they're using a glass. So of course, this is all happening during the eclipse. As soon as the sun is completely covered, yep. the board starts doing, like, crazy things.
Crazy shit. And only Vero is the one controlling the,
yes.
the glass.
It pauses over the sun on the board.
Yeah.
And I think it gets hot. Like, the other two girls burn their fingers and have yes. to, like, pull them away. She keeps her finger on it. Well, then the glass breaks. Like, explodes, basically. Yeah. And then blood from her finger drops onto mm-hmm. the sun.
Ah! Danger zone.
Exactly. The lights go out. Vero screams. Then, basically, like, freezes up.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like she's having a seizure.
Yes.
One of the friends goes for helps.
Goes for helps.
One of the friends goes for help.
And then Rosa stays with her.
Yes. Now she sees the school nurse.
Well, Rosa, like, bends down because Vero is saying something.
She whispers something to her. Vero doesn't remember this, though.
Not at all. None of it.
But she whispers something to her and is kind of like, ooh, like, this is weird. Now she goes to the nurse. The nurse gives her a rundown.
Are you pregnant?
Yeah.
Have you had your period? Which Vero hasn't.
She's 15. And she's 15.
Not uncommon.
No. It's late, but not.
Yeah. I was 9.
That's terrible.
It was awful. I was in 4th grade.
I was like 14 or 15.
I know you were.
Yeah, I was old. We basically started at the same time.
Oh, shit. We did. Yeah, I started, this is...
yeah, let's not tell the story.
But I was in 4th grade and it was my birthday. So I had just...
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah.
It's awful. Where am I at now? Okay. Now... Of course, this is so just like so many stereotypes of this or like stereotypical things happen.
Yeah.
She tries to hide. First, the board breaks. So she has the two pieces in her backpack and she's trying to hide the pieces. So she puts them up on a high shelf, I'm sure, to keep them away from her younger siblings. Yes. And the backpack that they're in falls.
Yes.
A couple times to the point where it's like, OK, this isn't an accident. So then she finally shoves it under the bed, calls it good. The dinner scene was pretty weird. What are you doing?
Sorry. My friend Caitlin messaged me and... Okay. No, we're good.
The dinner scene was super gross.
Yeah, I, like, didn't like that at all.
So, her life is waking up in the morning, getting the kids ready for school, going to school. I think the younger ones get out earlier than her. Mm-hmm. So they go to the diner that her mom works at.
Yes.
And then she gathers the kids up from there, goes home.
She's their mom.
Yeah. She's their mom. Their
makes dinner.
Actual mom. It sends them home with restaurant food.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
Yeah.
And then, so they're at the table. They're eating. And once again, she kind of like freezes up, kind of seizure-y. Yeah. And like. She'd just eaten a meatball, so the meatball's, like, bubbling out of her mouth.
Yeah.
Well, when she comes to, she doesn't remember it, and her siblings have to tell her, like, what happened to her.
Yeah. I feel like the scene is drawn out, though. Like, her, like, freezing with the meatball and not being able to, like, eat it.
And not, because she's going to take a bite, and she, like, freezes, and it takes her, like, 5 minutes to get the meatball to her mouth, and then when she does, she kind of, like, gags on it.
Yeah, she throws up.
So, that was kind of gross. Now, after that, she notices that she has a weird, like, handprint bruise on her shoulder.
Yeah.
Which she doesn't remember
how
that happened. This is when the whole Rosa thing goes down. Rosa calls and tells one of her younger sisters, hey, tell V we can't get together tonight. I have to do stuff with my mom.
Yeah.
So then Vero is like, okay, that's kind of weird. Like, why wouldn't she just talk to me? Why wouldn't she ask for me? So she called back, which was brave.
Hi, Kitty. It was very brave because I wouldn't have done this at 15. I would have just been like, okay, cool.
Yeah. She calls back because she wants to know what's going on. Well, she gets Rosa's mom.
Yes.
And said, oh, she's out with Diana. I thought you were meeting up with them.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Not at all. Oh.
So that poor girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, while she's giving Antonito his bath.
Yeah.
Because he's little guy.
Little,
you know?
Tony.
She's giving him a bath, and the electricity kind of, like, goes weird in her room. Like, her alarm clock goes off.
Yeah.
Well, she goes in to see what's going on with that, and the door shuts behind her, and her little brother starts screaming.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. My heart.
Yes. Now, he's scalded in the tub.
Yeah. Like, kind of, like, pretty bad.
Yeah.
No blistering or anything, but red.
But very, very red from hot water.
Yeah.
Now, this is the first time you see the demon. So she gets the kids to bed.
It's fucking scary.
Yeah.
The demon's scary in this.
Her siblings are in bed and she is washing dishes.
Yeah.
And the TV comes on or something like that. So yeah. She goes over and turns the TV off because this, you know, electrical stuff's happening.
Yeah.
And you see in the reflection a demon like standing behind her in the room.
In the TV. Well, you see it like kind of.
You kind of see something move in the background.
In the hallway.
Yeah.
And then you see it in the reflection and I jumped.
I knew that there was going to be a jump scare.
Yes.
Because there was that other movie with the people that moved into the old funeral home.
Yeah.
And the boy with cancer lived in the basement. And that.
Haunting in Connecticut, which is a good one.
Yeah.
It's
but that happens
creepy.
In that movie. Mm-hmm. And that. So I kind of always expect now something to like flash in the TV.
I always expect something. Yes. Signs, which we should do in the summer. I love that movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Now, she wakes up in the night. And her younger sisters are hiding in her closet.
Yeah.
Terrified.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She turns to kind of see like what they're hiding from. And there's a nude man standing in the room, which is her dad.
It looks like her dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I read the everything about it kind of before we watched it just to make sure it wasn't like weird. But yeah, it was her dad standing there and she says like Papa to him.
Yeah.
And he just kind of like comes at her.
Yeah.
I know. Well, she wakes up. It was the demon, obviously.
Yeah.
And she had just dreamt that. Still terrifying. But she wakes up. She's late for school.
She has a lot of fucked up dreams.
Yes. She realizes that Rosa and Diana are becoming better friends and kind of like cutting her out.
Which, why would you do that to somebody that, especially once you find out what Vero had said to Rosa, like what a dick thing to do.
I think it scared her.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell that it scared her, but still they were really good friends. Like, why would you just turn your back on your friend?
I think it's kind of like,
but they're high school.
They're in high school.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of the thing that happens where like people won't break up until they have somebody like lined up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like that kind of situation. So she's not just going to jump ship on her best friend. But now that Diana's in the picture being like, let's go out and party. Let's go and do this. Mm-hmm. Because Vero can't do any of that. She has to take care of her siblings. Yeah. So she
That is brought up by Rosa.
Yeah. She has this new friend that's like, let's go do all these things together. So it's easier for her to like cut ties with Vero. Yeah. Because I don't think she would have just dropped her otherwise.
Yeah,
but
that's
right. Because she has, the grass is greener type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she goes down into the basement and ends up talking to one of the nuns that they call Sister Death.
Mm-hmm.
She's old.
Yep.
She's blind.
Yep.
Chain smokes, which I think is funny.
I think it's great.
She tells her because Vero kind of confesses like something weird's going on. And Sister Death says that she's being followed.
Well, because she had the same similar situation.
She could see things in the shadows, kind of visions. Well,
and that's why she
blinded herself, thinking that that would go away. But she mentions a couple times, like, you don't need eyes to see.
Yeah.
I thought for sure, because the smoke from her cigarette was, like, lingering.
I thought
for sure you were going to see something. I feel like that was a missed opportunity.
That was a huge missed opportunity. It would have been so cool, especially when she gets really close to Vero and the smoke is coming out. I feel like a face should have popped out.
Something.
I think it would have been really cool.
Even just, like, something moving it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what movie was that in with the sheet?
Any Conjuring movie. That's... It was one of the Conjuring movies. Yeah.
Yes, it was one of the Conjurings.
I think the family moved into the house.
Yes.
The second one.
And the sheet goes like, has like a figure in it.
Yeah.
Oh, terrifying.
So
now, Diana and Rosa tell Vero about a party that they're throwing, and they kind of
like reluctantly they tell her.
Yes.
Like Diana tells,
because Diana's parents are going out of town.
Yeah.
So they're going to have, you know, obviously that's what you do. You have a party when your parents are out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell her reluctantly, and then they're like, well, you probably won't be able to make it anyway.
Yeah.
You're probably going to have to babysit. That's why we didn't tell you. Like,
you're a dick.
Dick.
Why do you have to point that out?
So then Vero, now she's convinced that she's being followed by a demon, you know. She finds a book of like protection spells, Viking protection.
Which, why Viking?
Probably, that's probably what she was the available. Okay. She didn't have the internet. It's 91.
That's true.
Now she draws all these symbols, has the kids draw the symbols, and hangs them up to protect her younger siblings.
Yeah.
Which is really kind. She's worried more about something bad happening to them.
Yeah.
Now, at that point, a neighbor comes over and complains, the downstairs neighbor, about them running around, making a bunch of noise at night, the lights flashing, there's a stain on her ceiling from something leaking.
Yeah.
And she's telling all this to Vero, and is kind of like, you're like wild children, you have no parents, you know? Yeah. No.
And that, actually, these kids are pretty well behaved.
Considering, yeah. So that night, she's looking across the, like, the apartment complex. She can see into the apartment across from her and sees the demon in the apartment. Just scary. She immediately runs to check on her siblings. And the little, like the Simon Says machine.
Yeah.
And, like, some of the toys are going off. But I don't think the demon's in the room.
Yeah.
Now, the demon chokes one of her sisters.
Yes.
And I think her sister was like, why did you do that to me?
Yeah.
And she's like, I didn't do it.
The demon did. Yeah.
Now, they pull their mattresses into the living room, and they all sleep together on the floor in front of the TV. Now, she thinks that she sees the demon approaching the front door.
Yeah.
Because there's like,
it's like the clouded glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It ends up being her mom, and her mom is pissed off, obviously. She tries to explain that she's seen demons, blah, blah, blah. And her mom is like, you need to grow up. You're being a fucking idiot, basically.
I think you need to grow up, mom. And maybe be around the kids more. But I understand, like, she's trying to provide a life for her kids. So
yes.
I shouldn't be too harsh.
Now, she dreams that night that, this is gross.
This is so gross.
That her younger siblings attack her and start, like, biting, like, zombie biting her.
I hated this scene.
Like, ripping chunks off of her.
Oh.
It was pretty gross.
Didn't like it.
Well, that night, or that morning when she wakes up, she'd started her period, which I don't really know what that has to do with anything.
I don't know either.
But, yeah. Now,
I don't know the symbology behind that, but I'm sure there was a,
I'm sure there's a reason. Yeah. Now, Dad had visited her little brother.
Yeah.
He tells her about
it.
Yeah. She's like, not Dad.
Don't talk to him anymore.
Now, there's weird mold growing on all the mattresses that look like bodies had died on them.
Yes.
Like, in, they looked like imprints of bodies.
Yes.
Which, she finds one on her mattress when she takes the sheets off to wash.
Yeah.
And then she finds them on her siblings' beds, too. Which is weird. Now, she goes to Sister Death. Sister Death tells her that she needs to shut the door that she opened. So, essentially, she has to have another seance. She should have with those other two girls, but she doesn't.
I mean, they should have helped her.
They should have helped her.
I understand why.
Because she didn't say goodbye at the end of the seance.
Which is a pretty common knowledge thing. Well, now with movies, like, you know that
well,
you
yeah.
do that.
Now, she goes to the house party and she fights with Rosa.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Yeah. And when Vero had whispered to Rosa, this comes out when they're fighting, that she said that she'd die today.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary.
That's fucked up. And it's sad to me that Rosa was just like, I can't, like, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So she picks up her siblings from the restaurant. She wants to talk to her mom. This mm-hmm. part is so sad because she knows she's going to die or thinks she's going to die anyway. Her mom doesn't have time for her.
No.
Too busy to talk. So she puts the board back together, has her little brother draw the protection symbols all over the walls. Because the paper ones at one point, when the demon was in the room, the paper ones just all lit on fire.
Yeah.
So she has them draw it all over the walls. She's like, fuck you, mom. And that kind of came up. They're like, mom is going to whip our behinds for this. And she's like, don't care. Do it.
And he tries to draw a protection spell, but he ends up drawing an invocation spell on the wall.
Because he's little, he just has the book of different symbols.
He's like, sure, this one looks cool.
Exactly. He doesn't know how to read. He's just like flipping through and just like drawing what he sees. And mm-hmm. he maybe draws the wrong thing.
Yeah. Oops. Oopsies.
Now they have to like chant something all together, so it's just this random song that they all of them know.
It's an advertisement.
Yeah,
it's like a laundry detergent advertisement.
So they sing this ad.
Centeio.
Yeah, they sing this ad over and over again as them like chanting mm-hmm. to cast out the spirit, which is a good shot. Yeah. You know, there's lots of strange sounds, doors opening and closing, things shaking, the typical.
Yeah.
There's a demon here. The candles go out and the cup that they're using on the board rolls away. Now, Vero goes for it and she just keeps following the rolling glass because at this point it's not just like rolling away like somebody pushed it. It's rolling away like
intentionally
mm-hmm. for her to follow. Goes to her mattress. And a demon crawls out of it.
Oh, I didn't like this part.
I did not either.
No. This was well done.
This was well done. Mm-hmm. Demon crawls out, chases her, and then that's when she calls 911.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, everything's shaking.
Yeah.
Lights are out.
This is the 911 call.
This is the 911 call from the beginning. Now, the demon is talking to her little brother.
Yeah.
She knows that he's talking to her, so she breaks the glass door to get into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a wraparound to their house.
Yeah.
So there's a couple doors to get into the bathroom. Now, she breaks the glass to get into the bathroom, falls, cracks her head. Terrifying. Yeah. Like, can you imagine, like, all this is going on? You're trying to, like, save your family members.
It really ramps up here.
Yes.
This is the climax.
The end. Last scene. Now, she falls. She grabs her brother, sister, runs.
Yeah.
When she, like, comes to. Now, at this point, mom, she's working in the diner. And she sees a bunch of cop cars fly by. And it's raining, too, to make it even scarier.
Dramatic.
Yes. So... her sisters, the twins, they get out of the house.
Yeah.
They make it out. Now, this part's fucked up. I was not expecting this. So she's carrying her baby brother.
Yeah.
They're running to the door. She's got the twins. When mm-hmm. she gets to the front door of the apartment building and her sisters run out, she turns and looks in the mirror and realizes that she does not have her brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even her sisters are just like, where's Antonio? Or Antonito? Like,
Yeah. Now, she goes back into the apartment. When she's like running. You know she's being chased. Things are getting ripped off the walls all around her.
And there is, so during this, there's a big painting on the wall, which I kind of want to like find this painting.
Ooh, yeah, I like it.
There's a painting in their house that's three wolves chasing a deer. Mm-hmm. And you kind of catch glimpses of it and stuff. And then while she's running through in the last scene, the deer is gone and it's just one lone wolf. It's so cool.
That's a little like, what is it, 1408?
Yeah.
Little bit of that, like the painting changing. It's a cool painting.
Mm-hmm.
Now everything's falling off the walls. She goes for her brother. And then at that point, she realizes... like has this kind of like flashback of the last few days that she's the demon.
Yep.
The demon is in her.
Because it goes through, like, her strangling her sister, like, stuff like that. Like,
The bathwater thing. The
bathwater thing.
And it was really sad.
Her poor siblings.
Because when her brother was burned, she's, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I, you know, didn't know that the water was too hot. And she said, and her brother's like, don't worry, it wasn't you.
I know.
But it was her.
But it was
that
her.
That cranked the hot water and walked out of the room.
Yeah.
So she takes a piece of mirror and goes to slit her throat.
Yeah.
Now, while this is happening, that's when the police come in.
Mm-hmm.
And what the police see that they don't show in the opening scene is her, like, floating. Like, the demon's holding her.
Yeah.
It kind of, like, backed, like, with her back arched, but her feet are on the ground still.
Yeah.
The demon's holding her, and the detective doesn't see the demon. He just sees her, like, floating, and essentially the demon's killing her.
Yeah.
She's rushed to the hospital, though.
Her little brother, too, is in the corner of the room with his ears plugged.
Like, yes.
And it's so sad. So he's, like, huddled in the corner of the room with his mm-hmm. little curly dark hair and has his ears
plugged
with his fingers, and he's like humming, you know, because that's what she told him to do.
Yeah.
And the officer comes over and like grabs him and stuff, and it's just, it's so sad.
I feel so sad.
She's
alive when they get her to the hospital, but she passes away at the hospital.
Yeah.
And of course her mom, when she sees the police cars and everything, she goes booking it, runs down the street. At that point, obviously, she's...
You care too, now, don't you?
She's too late. Sorry. But she sees the twins and says, "Where, you know, where are your brother and sister? What's going on? What's happening?" And at that point, it was too late.
Yeah.
The end.
That's the end.
I liked it a lot. I typically don't like doing subtitled movies for the podcast because I have to, like, write at the same time. So I have to stop more often. Mm-hmm. I was hoping... I liked it a lot. But I was hoping for something different.
What were you hoping for?
Just like something unique for a possession movie.
It's very hard to find a unique possession movie anymore.
Yeah.
Because there, and I've seen, if I have my choice between slasher movie with a supernatural, ghost supernatural, or whatever, I will always pick possession movie just because they interest me.
They're interesting, but it's...
But it's hard to find a unique one anymore.
The Rite, I thought, was pretty good.
The Rite is really good. I honestly still like The Possession of Michael King, even though that is more cliche possession movie, but...
This followed the, you know... I did like that there was more story about her life. Like, she was alone, like, trying to raise...
Yeah.
The kids.
Mm-hmm.
Her siblings. So that was like something different. It kind of made you feel more for the character than in some.
Yeah, for sure. Because I know some of the Paranormal Activity possession ones, you get like a brief look into their life. Even the first one, like you don't really get.
You don't really.
Kind of flat.
Yeah.
It's still good, but it's flat.
Yeah. It was state of the art at the time.
Yeah. For sure.
But yeah, you don't know. And it seems like a lot of them, there's a partner that doesn't believe them.
Yeah.
Or someone that hardcore doesn't believe them and is like, oh, a ghost is following you? Something's trying to talk to you?
Cool. Let me set up an Ouija board in the living room and try to talk to it.
Yeah. I'm going to put cameras all over this house.
Yeah. I'm just going to instigate.
It's fine. So that didn't really happen in this at all. So that was nice.
Yeah.
I would recommend it.
I would recommend it too, but it is very, you get what it is. It's a possession movie of a young girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Emily Rose was decent too.
Emily Rose was good.
But that also had the spinoff of it being like a court case.
Yeah.
Of like a trial.
Yes.
So that kind of gave it a little more like oomph, I guess, for the story.
And it was legitimately based off of a case in Germany.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, this not, was
I mean, it's based, embellished, obviously.
Yeah, but this was based off a true story.
Yeah.
But a lot of them do that to, like, loop you in, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, I would recommend it. Gore?
I would say one, the only really gory part though is when she's getting bit.
When her siblings are cackling maniacally and biting her.
Yes.
Yeah. Scariness.
One. Same. I didn't think it was.
Yeah.
There was a couple decent jump scares.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it was anything.
For sure.
Crazy. I've seen way
scarier.
Way scarier possession films. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'd recommend it, especially if you're into this thing.
And it's on Netflix. So.
And it's on Netflix.
Like, why not? Friday night movie.
Yep.
All right. If you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review. All one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. And if iTunes and Spotify aren't your jam, listen to us every Friday night on mtrsradio.com at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right. I hope everybody has a good night and a good week.
Bye.
Bye.